As the third day of the impeachment trial plays out in Washington, we're going to spend a few minutes now listening to some key moments from yesterday, in case you weren't able to listen to all 9 or so hours of it. The House impeachment managers used recorded testimony from witnesses, publicly released text messages, and more to make the case that the president should be removed from office. Representative Adam Schiff led with the argument that the president's abuse of power and obstruction of Congress represent a threat to democracy.
In unprecedented fashion, the president ordered the entire executive branch of the United States of America to categorically refuse and completely obstruct the House's impeachment investigation. Such a wholesale obstruction of congressional impeachment has never before occurred in our democracy. And it represents one of the most blatant efforts at a cover-up in history. If not remedied by his conviction in the Senate and removal from office, President Trump's abuse of his office and obstruction of Congress will permanently alter the balance of power among the branches of government, inviting future presidents to operate as if they are also beyond the reach of accountability, congressional oversight, and the law.
Schiff continued to push for more documents and witnesses, which the Democrats want and the Republicans have so far refused to allow. But Schiff also argued that the evidence collected by the House stands on its own.
The documents and testimony that we were able to collect paints an overwhelming and damning picture of the president's efforts to use the powers of his office to corruptly solicit foreign help in his reelection campaign and withhold official acts and military aid to compel that support.
Schiff honed in on 3 days in July that he says are at the heart of the president's efforts to withhold military aid in order to get Ukraine to announce investigations that he wanted. Those are investigations into the Bidens and a debunked conspiracy theory about Ukrainian meddling in the 2016 election.
On the 24th, Special Counsel Mueller testifies that Russia interfered in our 2016 election to assist the Trump campaign, which knew about the interference, welcomed it, and utilized it. That's the 24th. The 25th is the day of the call, when President Trump, believing he had escaped accountability for Russian meddling in the first election and his welcoming of it, asked the Ukrainian president to help him undermine the special counsel's conclusion and help him smear a political opponent, former Vice President Biden. And then the third day in a row in July, President Trump sought to ensure that Ukraine had received his request and understood it and would take the necessary steps to announce the investigations that he wanted. 3 days in July.
Schiff referring there to the July 26th call between President Trump and Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland. Sondland had just met with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he called the president. David Holmes, a State Department aide, testified that Trump asked Sondland if Zelensky would conduct the investigations, and Sondland replied yes. We also heard yesterday from another House impeachment manager, Democrat Gerald Nadler, who said the president's efforts began with the ousting of former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Why was this respected career diplomat abruptly removed from her post? Why was she, in fact, urged by the State Department to catch the first plane home, that she was in danger, she shouldn't wait? At the time, the White House would not say. But today we know the truth. The truth is that Ambassador Yovanovitch was the victim of a smear campaign organized by Rudy Giuliani, amplified by President Trump's allies, and designed to give President Trump the pretext he needed to recall her without warning.
Meanwhile, the July 25th call, where the president asked for a favor, came up again and again yesterday, including from Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
The July 25th call warrants our close scrutiny. It presents significant and shocking evidence of President Trump's corrupt intent. The call lays bare the president's willingness to do whatever it takes to get what he wants, even if his behavior undermines the national security interests of the United States of America.
At the close of the day yesterday, Chief Justice John Roberts announced that senators would be given access to one page of supplemental testimony, that is classified testimony from Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Senators can view it in a secure setting. The Democrats continue to make their case today and will continue tomorrow before the president's defense team responds.